Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. And why you telling me I'm never gonna survive? But once upon a time, yes, I believe.
Good evening from Atlanta. I'm Regina Breed, your host, and this is Real Talk with Regina Breed. I am so excited to have you with me today. We are going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to all of our hearts. We're going to be asking the blunt question today: what is the real meaning of love? So I want you to join me in the discussion on how love affects your mental and your physical health, and how it totally impacts society, or the lack thereof. We're also going to be discussing whether rapid technological changes, economic woes, high profile people in the media, are they really causing America to unravel and at the seams and lose any and all love that we had for one another? So we're just going to jump right in, and we're going to start the discussion today. What is love? And there are so many people who have so many definitions of what love really is. And so we're going to define love. The definition of love by the Webster's Dictionary says love is an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something or someone, a person or thing one feels this emotion for. A score in tennis or in squash, a feeling of deep affection or like or enjoyment very much of something. So love goes the gamut. Love has lots of definitions, and everybody uses that word now. People throw that word, I love you, I love this, hit share, like, love. Love has become a catch-all phrase for a feeling that is as big as this world. So that wasn't a clear definition for me. Nobody could give me, when I interviewed clients or talked to people, and I said, give me your definition of love. It was different. So I went to like the Webster's Dictionary to find it. I went to a lot of other books, a lot of professionals. What did their book say about love? Very different, broad strokes. And so I went to the Bible and some other religious sects, and they all said the same thing about love, which I totally agree. So I'm going to go with the one that encompasses this word the best. In 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 4 and 8, the Bible states, love is patient, it's kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, it's not dishonoring of others, it's not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong, it doesn't rejoice in unrighteousness, it rejoices in the truth. Love protects all, love trusts, love always hopes, love endures all things, love never fails. Now that is a definition I can wrap my mind around. When you tell someone or something or have this affection for love, or you say you love somebody, that is a lot. And you cannot put yourself in a position to tell somebody that you love them and you really don't know what that love means and you haven't defined it for yourself. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different kind of loves this whole entire month. And so today we're just going to kind of touch on a whole lot of different kinds of love. So we're going to be, what does love of family mean? What does love of self mean? What does love of a man and a woman, you know, what does that mean? What does love of community mean? What does love of earth? What is love of children? Those are all different kind of loves, and those loves are the kind of interacting loves that we have with each other. But the first kind of love we're going to kind of really get into is the love of self. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. The love of self is eternal. I have to love me. Nobody should be able to love me more than I love me. One of the things that happens when you're talking about love is you're talking about a fulfillment of a feeling. So when I don't love me and I choose someone else to love me and I have unrealistic expectations of what that love is supposed to do for me, because there are things inside of me that nobody can feel but me. So if I'm looking for a mate, a family member, a friend, a colleague, whatever, if I'm looking for them to feel voice that I have, I'm never going to feel of what that love really, really, really means. And so I really want you guys to understand that love is a huge proponent of this life and this world. And so I want you guys to understand, what kind of things should you do in the midst of self-love? Like, for my birthday this year, I wrote down 53 things that brings love to my life, 53 things that I am doing that is supposed to yield self-love for me. Number one, I realize that love is short, and I don't take my days for granted. As I always say, smile while you still have all your teeth left, because life is short. And I wanted to remind myself of that every day when I let people waste my time. That's not loving me. That's not loving and honoring who I am. I also put down on my list, stop doing stuff I hate for people who would not do it for me. We always are trying to make someone else love me. Well, if they love me, they will do this for me. Stop doing things you hate because you think that that's going to make somebody else love you more. If you're doing something for someone and you hate it, then that's not taking care of you. Because remember, we're talking about self-love. And a lot of people think, let me just give you the definition. Self-love is regarding for one's own happiness. Sometimes that can be seen as selfishness, or that can be seen as you being very conceited. It's not. It's not. You can't move through this life and love other people and do what you're supposed to do if you don't love yourself. Another one is, even though we can't really do this in Corona, but travel more to places you only see on TV and in magazines. That's a form of self-love when you are able to see what this world has to offer and experience new things. Sometimes if you want to love me, then take me on a trip to Aruba. Buy me a ticket, a round-trip ticket to Cozumel, or move out of your space. Loving yourself means educating yourself and experiencing new things. Another thing I see it, how I show self-love for myself is laugh out loud and make others want to laugh with me. I didn't say you're laughing at me. I said you're laughing with me. And a part of that self-love is being able to laugh and see the beauty in other things. Stop judging others because they do life differently. See, you're worried about it keeping up with the Joneses. You can't. A part of self-love is being able to understand that I am this person and I live in this life and I only have one life. You know, smile at strangers to make them feel like they are seen. You know, understand your body is your temple. Your health is a reflection of how you respect that. Embrace the whole human experience. Don't judge yourself for being human. You will make mistakes. Connect spiritually to a greater good than yourself. And if you don't have one, don't pick at people who do. See, that's a form of self-love, loving you. I have always said, love who's loving you, take care of who's taking care of you, and pray for everybody else. And so one of the things that we have been talking about today is self-love. And I just want you all to understand that that is the most important love that you can have, is the love of one's self. Being able to love family. Family is the most important thing. Love them fervently. Those are the people around you. Now, remember, the reason why we chose self-love first is because in order to love your family, you have to love yourself. There are members of your family who will not treat you in a manner in which you should be treated. They will not take care of you in a way that should be taken care of. And because they hold the title of family, you put up with stuff that you would normally not put up with because they are family. So remember, first is self-love. That first, take care of you and everybody who's not taking care of you, even if they hold the title of a family member. And that includes mama, daddy, brothers, sisters, mate, cousins, aunties. You love those people without hesitation or pause because they are your family. But sometimes you have to understand, I love you more. I don't love you more than you love me. And so you have to take care of yourself first. And that's a part of this kind of self-love that we're talking about. Another kind of love that we want to talk about this month is love of community. And what does that mean, love of community? Some of you may call it brotherly love, but love of community is feelings you have for humanity and the compassion and that you will have for your fellow human. Sometimes people call it brotherly love, but that's a compassionate feeling that you have. In this country right now, we are seeing where we have completely lost the sense of community, the love of community, the brotherly love, the respect for other people who reside in the same space that we reside in. You are no better than me, and I'm no better than you. There are people in this country who feel like just because they have a lack of melanin in their skin, that makes them superior. That does not. We have been coexisting in this space for a long time in a very unnatural way, but we figured out how to do it. And it was not so much tension. And now, as a lot of people have said, the chickens have come home to roost. We have had a president who made it okay for those people in this society who hate just because of the color of your skin, just because of your nationality. That is not love. Love has no basis in that kind of feeling. So we need to really, really deep dive into what love of community means. And you have to love yourself in order to love people who look like you. And you also have to love yourself enough to love the differences in other people. Remember, we said that stop judging others because they do life differently or they look differently from you. That is a huge, huge thing that we need to get, or else we as a country, we're not going to be able to survive. One of the things that we're going to talk about this month is love of our children. That is a big one for me. For a lot of you who don't know, I was a teacher for 20 plus years. And being in the classroom and teaching a multitude of children from a multitude of races and ethnic backgrounds and socioeconomic diversions, you understand that a child is the most precious thing, the most precious gift that we have. And when your children are not taken care of, you raise a generation of people who are jaded, who are very selfish, who are very, or has a lack of community. And children are beautiful. You don't come here hating. I have never had a child who came, and I taught the very young ages, you know, up until third grade. So up until third grade, a lot of kids, unless they are really indoctrinated early, they really have a sense of, that's my friend. And I don't care what they look like, that's my friend. And they don't see any difference in themselves. I look like you, you look like me, because we look like kids. And they play and they laugh and they love with a sense of abandonment that is lost on so-called smart adults. So we need to take care of our children in the communities where there's a deficiency in educational materials and a deficiency in funds. We have to take extra care that those children are being loved in a manner in which it's reflective of who we are and how we feel about ourselves. I can't love a little person if I don't love myself. I can't instill that self-love that you are enough if I don't think I'm enough. And that is really big. We have to watch who's teaching our children and what they're imparting in them. I always have told my children, everything that follows the word I am is a true statement. So when people tell you, you are stupid, you are ugly, you are dumb, you are fat, those children take that on. And when you tell them, you are, I am wonderful, I am awesome, I'm great, I'm smart, I'm pretty, I'm tall, I'm strong, they start to believe that. And they start to live the I am. So in our children, we have to love them enough to give them the tools to survive. Another thing that we're going to be talking about heavy this month is love of the earth. And that's not some, you know, hippie kind of talk. The earth is a living, breathing thing, and we have dominion over all of it, creatures, plants, the earth, as it gives to us. And we have to learn how to take care of the earth, because every resource that she gives us is not a replenishable resource that comes from an infinite place. Sometimes when you use up that water is gone. Sometimes when you kill off an animal, that animal is gone. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about the sadness that has occurred when how many animals will go extinct this year, how many plants will go extinct this year, how many bugs and slithering and snaking and swimming and splashing creatures for above and below will go extinct, as in never to be seen again. And each one of those animals, when they're taking out of our ecosystem, that's another animal that has lost a food source. That's another animal, for whatever purpose that animal was put on this earth. They're not going to be able to do that. So if you had an animal that was a predator and they kept the ecosystem in balance, well, that's not going to happen anymore because that predator is gone. So now the thing that it was eating prey, like, say, rats or mice or some other animal that just will wreak havoc on our crops, that animal can't be put in check because they have lost the natural circle of life. So we really have to take care of our earth. And the last thing we're going to be talking about in this month is going to be the relationship, the love between a man and a woman. And let me just step on that thing right quick. Let me just step right here. There is a song that's called, There's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate. And the definition of the word hate is to detest, abhor, loathe, a strong aversion or intense dislike for something, an emotional reaction often coupled with physical abuse. We understand that. We understand that there's a thin line between love and hate. So for every action, there is a reaction. Just as much as I love you, because remember we said love was an intense feeling of deep affection. Hate is a intense feeling of detesting or loathing, aversion or intense dislike for something. You can't get any opposite than love and hate. You can't get any distance, any farther apart than having that one emotion reside in you. You are loving someone, giving that person your all, and that person hurt you so badly or abused your trust so badly that you hate them. That is a strong emotion. Hate has killed families. Hate has taken children away from parents. Hate has separated mothers from their sons and fathers from their daughters. Hate is a very internally destructive thing. And it's the opposite of the most beautiful, loving, kind thing in this world. If you want to give an example of someone who is hateful, look at Adolf Hitler. He exuded hate. But you look at someone like Mahatma Gandhi or Malcolm X, those people exuded love. And so when you have those two dichotomies working in the same world, you got to understand that love conquers all. Love will fix it. If not love for that person or respect for that person, but love for yourself. So, and with that love, sometimes it erodes because there is not a communicational system set up for that. One of the things I want to tap on really quickly is when you have your love languages, sometimes it doesn't look like love. When you talk about self-love, let's go back to that because that's one of the things we're talking about heavily today. Self-love is knowing how to tell people how to love you. And if you don't know how to tell people how to love you, I can't tell the help how to help me. I can't tell anyone how to help me if I don't know what I need. So there are five love languages. And for most of you all who know this, you have to know which love language speaks to who you are. And so you need to have your minor and your major love language. So the first love language is quality of time. And what that means is you like sitting and spending time with the person you are in love with. That's important to you, that we don't spend enough time together. You never have time for me. And so if that's who you are, you need to be able to express that because that's a form of self-love to say to that person, I love you, and I want to spend as much time as I possibly can with you. Every moment that I can spend with you, I want that, and you to be okay with it. The second love language is acts of service, not being anyone's slave, not being anyone's subservient master, but acts of service. And what that means is my hubby is working like a dog, and I bring him a cup of coffee. I serve him a hot meal. My wife comes home, and she's tired, and As a man, I've washed the clothes. I've put the kids in bed. I've got dinner on. Acts of service would be, I don't often tell you I love you, but I heard your car had squeaky brakes, so I told you to take my truck because I'm going to get your car fixed today. Well, that's not sexy and attractive to someone unless you understand that's how he shows me he loves me. That's how he communicates he loves me. I don't have a honey do list because my honey does everything he needs to do so that I won't have to bitch and complain about honey clean the roof, honey fix the refrigerator, honey the door squeaking. Acts of service to that person. That's another love language. Physical touch, holding hands, cuddling, caressing. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. We're watching a movie, and I snuggle right under you. We're watching a movie, and I lay in your lap. I hold you close. I stroke your hand and your hair. We don't have to talk, but physical touch, we have an intimacy with that. That's how some people, you don't touch me anymore. And some people are like, get off of me, man. You know, you're smothering me. But that person wants to be close to you and wants to touch you intimately. So physical touch is the third love language. Words of affirmation. Now, this is a good one. Words of affirmation means you say out of your mouth, I love you. You're the only one for me. You do it for me. Oh, you look so cute. Oh, you look so fine. Praise you. That person knows without a shadow of a doubt, and you will tell anybody and shout it from the highest mountaintops what love looks like for you. That last one is gifts. And this is, he buys me diamond rings. He buys me Prada bags. She buys me watches. He bought me a car. He bought me a house. I bought him a motorcycle. Those kind of gifts. Some people register, that's their love language, in gifts. He brought me huge amounts of flowers, whatever that looks like. They want tangible physical things to show. We're having a holiday that's coming up Sunday, next Sunday the 14th, which is the ultimate love language for a lot of people. My personal opinion is I don't care if you don't get me one blessed thing for Valentine's Day. I want you to love on me 364 days out of the year. That one day doesn't make it or break it for me. If you treat me like a queen, if you treat me like somebody that you honor, all of the other days, baby, you can have that day. Because I don't care anything about that day. I don't want you to make up for all the days you talk to me crazy. So if you are a person who loves spending time reading a book, walking on the beach, if you love a person who has a quality time and that's your number one, and then words of affirmation, while we together, you telling me what you like and how much you love me and how you feel about me, those are your two, quality time and words of affirmation. Now, those could be your two, but you could be with somebody who likes for you to show them how you feel, talk is cheap, and they want you to touch them. So you have to figure out what your love languages are and understand what your mate's love languages are so that you guys will be able to communicate properly. But you can't do that if you don't go back to number one. I know what I need because I love me. I need for you to love on me. I need for you to talk to me. See, I'm all of them. I want to spend a little time with you. I want acts of service. I want you to bring me my coffee, and I want you to make breakfast for me in bed. And physical touch, we can hold hands, and we can walk, and we can cuddle. And words of affirmation, I need to hear it out of your mouth, brother. I need for you to tell me you love me. I need for you to say how much you can't live without me. And every now and then, I'm low maintenance, not no maintenance. A girl wants something every now and then, flowers. And I don't care if you pick the flowers out the yard. So you got to be able to express all of those things. I kind of need all of those things. You know what I'm saying? I kind of need all of those things. And your mate needs to know that. And so you have to have a clear sense of who you are and whose you are. And there's, to end this, we were talking about self-love. The one love I want you all to understand is not a good love is understand the difference between attachment and love. Sometimes you attach to people. Attachment is an affinity or a fondness for somebody. You don't really have to be in love with them. You could be in serious like. You could be in sex. Some people, they ain't in love. They in lust. And you get those things, and that's when you come up with unrealistic expectations. Lust ain't going to never treat you like love do. Attachment ain't going to never treat you like admiration. There's a song, "If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right." You know, and so you have to look at sometimes you loving the wrong person for the right reason, or you loving the right person for the wrong reason. But if that does not do good for you, then you have to let that go and let God. And so we're going to end right here. This show was just about thinking about all the different ways love manifests itself in your life and how love is so proficient in your life and how that looks when you guys are in a place where you can understand the real meaning of love. And so I wanted to say, love who's loving you, take care of who's taking care of you, and pray for everybody else. I would like to thank you guys for joining me today. It's sharing this information, listening to me, and joining me in thought about how I can love me, my community, my family, myself, my earth, and my children, how we can love each other better. As always, the mission of this show is to create a more unified and strong tribe and community. Remember, there is no peace without justice and no justice without truth. So I will leave you with this. Today was a new day. It has been a blessing to end another week with you with hope, love, and strength. My prayer is for you to expect great things to happen and be keeping your heart open to receive them. As always, I thank you for joining me again. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. I am Regina Breed, and this has been Real Talk. I love you always. Peace and blessings. Join me next week when we'll be talking about love and relationships. Okay? Love and relationships. So this is signing off. You guys have a great week, and be safe.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.